speaking with Josh Bradley, El Dorado basketball coach. You know, every interview that I've done with football and basketball coaches in the past month, really, I've just kind of started off, you know, crazy offseason, but everybody's kind of glad to be at least working out now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we talked to the kids about having to wear masks and doing everything, and after so long off and not being able to do anything during the summer, you know, nobody kind of hesitated. Like, if it means that we have to wear a mask to be able to play basketball, then you know what, we'll put our mask on and we'll gladly go in the gym.
What's been the toughest part of preparation and just, you know, not really having any certainty of you're going to have a season or not?
Yeah, you know, with these guys, we've kind of talked to them, and we're going forward right now until we hear different. That come November 16th, basketball season's going to start up. Yeah. We're going to get ready for games until we hear different, and that's kind of the approach that we've taken. You know, we'll address that other part, you know, here down the road whenever they finally make a decision what we're going to be able to do.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that, because today, I don't know how much reliability it is, but on Twitter there was one user saying, hey, it looks like there might be something brewing here that things might actually get to go ahead and happen. A season might be going on. You know, like I said, I don't know how much reliability there is with that user, but you know, there has to be, you know, just some hope right there to hear that someone says, hey, this might actually happen.
Yeah, you know, especially when you look around. I mean, you know, we're an hour from Evansville, Indiana. We're an hour from Paducah, Kentucky, and kids are playing football and they're playing their sports. And you know, so you got to think that eventually maybe something, you know, in Illinois is going to happen for these kids to be able to do something. And the IHSA and the State Board of Directors and the Public Health and the Governor all meeting Monday. Yeah. They kind of talk about some things. So hopefully, you know, we'll kind of know what the future holds here in the next week or so.
I want to take you back to the end of last season. It kind of ended weird for you guys. I know you don't peek ahead to next games, but I think a lot of the public was like, oh, look, Ben and El Dorado might actually meet up. That'll be a good matchup. Yes. And then Harrisburg, you faced them, and they make a comeback, went on a buzzer beater three. Yeah. It was a weird ending for you guys.
Yeah, it was. You know what? It's kind of one of those things, you know, with El Dorado and Harrisburg and that rival, that it's probably realistically something I think about almost on a daily basis. I'm a good way. And, you know, and I've watched the film, and, you know, poor Aiden Park, they made the right play. Ball just slipped out of his hands, and, you know, kid has to throw one in off the backboard from about half court, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, Harrisburg was a kind of just when El Dorado and Harrisburg play, you don't know what you're going to get. What, it doesn't matter who's good, who isn't good. It's kind of, you know, who can kind of withstand a run here or there late, and you never know what's going to happen. It was typical El Dorado Harrisburg. So we were looking forward to a matchup with Benton. We thought the way they played and our style of basketball, the size, it was going to be a fun game and somebody that we normally don't get to see.
You look at the roster, you know, you graduated some key pieces in Shoemaker, Milligan, and Sizemore. Yeah, but aside from that, you have everybody returning, and the team was good last year. You know, that has to have you feeling like this is a reload year and a chance for doing better things than how it finished last year.
Yeah, I think so. I think some teams are going to look at us and say, man, you know, when you lose those guys, we're going to be a little bit down. But, like, we got some key parts coming back, and we've got some really big kids that in our younger group that are coming up with us. And I really think this team could end up being better than the team last year. With Bethel stepping in and a couple of Henson stepping in, we're a little more athletic. We're a little quicker than we were last year. We got a little bit better ball handlers at every position on the floor. You know, I would have liked to have been able to have a summer camp. Right. To let some guys that didn't have some varsity experience, you know, but, you know, that's one of those things that happened. But we're looking forward to seeing what we can do if we get an opportunity to play.
You know, and you look at that regional experience, you know, you see it in maybe some dramas or something on TV, but, you know, it still rings true. That sting motivates players to go ahead and get better.
100%. You know, we've only been doing this for a couple of weeks since we've allowed the contact days, but we're dividing these guys up and trying to match guys even for even, and the level of competition and guys not wanting to lose to each other that we've had has been probably better than it's been in the last few years that we've been here. I mean, these guys are doing everything they can to push each other and get a little better, so we don't end up with that kind of sour taste in our mouth at the end of this year like we did last year.
Parker Price was a big piece for you last year, stepped up into the starting lineup in the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What did he improve upon last season, and what have you noticed in these past few weeks that he's improved upon that's going to make him that much more dangerous?
I think last year for us, really, coming in as a freshman, you're not quite sure how the game speed and how well they're going to see the floor. And just kind of watching him over the first couple weeks, that was the thing that probably impressed us the most. He can score when he steps into the gym. That's what he is. But how well he's seen the floor and being able to play point guard for us last year was huge. And, you know, it just got kind of the maturity, the year of experience of playing varsity point guard last year. You know, we expect big things from him this year. We really do.
You know, I have to look at it from my side. Since I saw Murfreesboro a whole lot last year, they have their point guard. who's now a junior, Calvin Clemens, but they expected big things out of him sophomore year, and then he kind of hit a wall mid-season. How do you stop something like that for happening when you have a freshman that comes in, overperforms, and then you have big expectations for sophomore year?
Yeah, you know, I think that kind of always, when you kind of look around the history of basketball around, that always kind of seemed to happen. I mean, you know, nobody kind of knows what you're going to be able to do at the varsity level, and now teams are going to game plan for you a little bit different because they know you can play a little bit. You know, you just try to keep your kid positive through it, let him make some adjustments over the first week or so of the season of how teams are defending him. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully a player of Parker's caliber and like Kenneth Murphy's Burroughs caliber, you know, they make those adjustments and they end up being kind of where you thought they were going to be at.
Shot clock's been a big focus for everybody. I just like to ask the basketball coaches that I talked to, what are your thoughts on it? It sounds like it might be coming to the high school level, maybe not right away, but coming up soon perhaps. What do you think about that being brought into IHSA basketball?
I've taken that survey the last 7 years and say yes every time. I'm definitely for the shot clock. But at practice, we do a drill where when we're scrimmaging, we put 12 seconds on the clock, and as soon as our offense gets it, we start the clock and tell them they got 12 seconds to get in their offense and get a shot off. So it's the style of basketball we want to play.
Right.
And unfortunately, down here, some of our conference folks and everything else are fine if it's 4-2 at halftime, and the game is just so boring, and you know, it makes every possession so critical in those games. I think for kids that want to play at the next level, getting a shot clock in here for those kids would be hugely beneficial for kids down in this area.
You know, you got to talk about it with El Dorado, the holiday tournament. You guys have not canceled it. One of the only tournaments in the state, I think, that hasn't said we're folding up right now. I talked with Greg, your athletic director, last week, and he said, we'll make a decision in November. You know, what sort of things are going into that decision when you do make that decision?
I think we're just kind of wait to see what we can do. You know, if they do open up things a little bit, even if we can't have fans and you can have 50 people only in the gym, we have the locker room space to be able to clear out. Don't have anybody share locker rooms before somebody cleans it. I mean, if the state really wanted to see if it could work, you know, for a postseason player or whatever else, I mean, that's kind of how we're trying to petition to them that, you know, if you want to see if we can have a regional or have a postseason, let us have our tournament and kind of see, you know, we can take every precaution necessary in our size of gym to keep people separated. You know, we've talked to some legislators, some, you know, some people in politics to try to see if we can pull some strings to get it done. You know, it's never been canceled. It's kind of people playing their vacations around it, come from all over, you know, not just in Illinois. And, you know, we're going to hold on to it till the very last minute if we can.
So what I'm taking from that is, you know, you're basically saying, let's see just how a regional or just any form of postseason could work using these holiday tournaments, if you will.
Yeah, because, you know, the state said that they're, you know, that there's if they could be a postseason or a regional or something down the line. And what better way to kind of use our tournament as kind of a, you know, a background to kind of say, yes, this can work, or no, this can't work, or we need to do this, or we need to do that differently. You know, I understand some venues don't have the locker room space or the size, but we do have. And every team in the tournament wants to do it and is all for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, hopefully we'll have that opportunity.
You know, it's such a beloved tournament around here. You know, it's got the history. You know, Carbondale's also got the history. But, you know, this tournament just brings so many fans these days. And it's just, I would imagine if you have it happen, there's going to be so much joy whether there's fans here or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you in high school in Southern Illinois and you turn on your TV on News Channel 3 and there's 5,000 people sitting in this gym playing, you just don't get that kind of experience in this area. And that's what makes our tournament so special. You know, so even if there wasn't fans here, they're televised, they're all on computers and everything else. I mean, and people still want to win the holiday tournament. I mean, that's what everybody plans for come that mid-Christmas. So it would still be a big deal, I think, whether there was fans in the gym or not.
What makes this gym, Duff Kingston, so special? Because that's, I think, the real big draw for people coming to this gym. It's just something about this gym, right?
I think so. I mean, you know, you come through a tunnel when you come in, you walk out, and this place is just huge compared to a lot of the high school gyms, you know, around now that are being built. That everything's so much smaller. And so kids aren't used to playing in this kind of atmosphere. And when you do get a good crowd and it's two good teams playing and there's the buzz of the fans going on and the crowd, I mean, it's just a memory that people that play here love this gym, not just people from El Dorado. I mean, it's all over the place. If you've played in this gym with a good atmosphere, then it's something you're going to take away and remember forever.
I'll give you the final word here, Coach, but 6 weeks away from hopefully tip-off night, November 30th, December 1st, what's the message you want to give to Southern Illinois Hoops fans that are hoping that actually happens?
I just keep hanging in there with us. We're pretty sure that, you know, eventually we're going to get some resemblance of basketball. You know, hopefully if we get fans in here, you know, they'll come in and know that they can pack this place and be ready to play basketball. And if not, hopefully they can watch it on the computer and keep supporting their local towns. And, you know, just hang in there. Hopefully things in Illinois will get back on track.